In this bulletin, Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he'll consider deregistering the construction union. Refugee advocates say asylum seeker children are being denied medical treatment on Nauru. And Roger Federer defeats Nick Kyrgios at the US Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says he's considering deregistering the construction union after one of its officials used his children to campaign against the building industry watchdog. CFMEU Victoria State Secretary John Setka uploaded to social media on Sunday a photo of his children with the caption, "Leave our dads alone and go catch the real criminals, you cowards." Speaking to Radio 2GB, Mr. Morrison says he'll speak to new Industrial Relations Minister Kelly O'Dwyer about deregistering the union. He also compared the tweets to terrorists using their children to promote terrorism and said he'd consider banning the union.
The CFMEU has behaved under John Setka like a bunch of thugs, and to involve his children in that, I think, is one of the ugliest things I've seen. You know, when you see, you know, children being used in these sorts of protests, and we saw it in those horrific things when in relation to some of the protests around terrorism and things. I mean, this stuff just makes your skin crawl.
As Pacific Island leaders meet this week, a new report details the harsh impact of Australia's offshore detention policy on refugee children on Nauru over the past 6 years. The report by the Refugee Council of Australia and the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre suggests the situation has surpassed the worst fears of advocates when the policy was implemented in 2012. There are 900 people detained on Nauru, 109 of them children. The report has found the Australian government is actively blocking about 50 overseas medical requests and suggests children as young as 10 are now attempting suicide, dousing themselves in petrol and becoming catatonic. Kelly Nichols from the Refugee Council of Australia says the timing of the report's release is aimed at circumventing the restriction on information on the conditions facing Nauru detainees.
Now, for example, when the region's attention is on Nauru and you have the Pacific Island Forum there, we are hearing from the ground that some people that are in RPC3, where families are typically located, are being moved, tents are being pulled down, and measures like that just to increase secrecy as much as they can.
Meanwhile, a Moroccan asylum seeker has died in Western Australia's Yonge Hill detention centre, where angry inmates later started a fire. The Refugee Action Coalition says the man was found dead in his cell around 5:30 p.m. on Sunday. Spokesman Ian Rintoul says in a statement the detainees were angry because authorities allegedly ignored the man's pleas for help. Victoria Police are yet to arrest those responsible for a mass brawl that spilled onto a street in inner Melbourne during a record label launch that left 7 people injured. Up to 200 people were involved in the fight in Collingwood in the early hours of Sunday morning. An 18-year-old man was pinned between 2 cars and his leg crushed after a driver ploughed into the crowd and crashed into parked cars after the melee. Victoria Police Commander Tim Hansen says detectives are now looking for the key instigators of the brawl, believed to have fled the scene when police arrived.
It's an affray from where I'm standing. It's horrific behaviour. They certainly, I can understand that level of concern from residents when they wake up to that. We will do whatever we can to hold those offenders or those persons that have contributed to that fear to account through due process.
Ninth seed Dominic Thiem has continued his bid for a first Grand Slam title, toppling last year's US Open runner-up Kevin Anderson 7-5, 6-2, 7-6 to reach the tournament's quarterfinals for the first time. Meanwhile, Roger Federer has delivered another blow to Australian hopes after defeating Nick Kyrgios earlier in the day. Speaking after the match, the Swiss commented on his impressive shot hit around the net, which earned him a standing ovation from the crowd.
You don't get an opportunity to hit around the net post very often, because in practice you can't really train them, because the net is out further and the court is more narrow. So for a shot like this to happen in a practice, you will be running into a fence.
Federer will next take on 29-year-old Queenslander John Millman. Well, now the weather across Australia for today. Perth, a late shower or two, 19. Adelaide, a partly cloudy afternoon, 16 degrees. Mostly sunny in Melbourne, 15. Hobart, partly cloudy, 13. Canberra, also partly cloudy, 14. Wollongong, showers and 15. Sydney, sunny and 17 degrees. Newcastle, also showers, 16. Brisbane, a few showers developing, 22. Cairns, sunny and 31. And Darwin, similar conditions and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.